with an opportunity for the public to view some of these innovative technologies that student teams have developed to address some of the many challenges to sustainability that face the world. And while the student teams that we have coming from across the country are at the expo, they are being judged as well for a second grant and an opportunity to continue development of their projects.
So exactly what do Coffee Glass and GIS systems have in common? That was our question that we posed.
Each of those are an aspect of one of the technologies that is on display at the expo today. The coffee grounds are being used as an energy source in the developing world by a team from Appalachian State University. Glass spheres are being used as paint additives to increase the reflection of light to minimize heat input into buildings for exterior painting surfaces. And GIS, there are 48 teams at the expo, and that one is not coming to my mind right now.
All right. But these teams, their goal is to develop new technologies that will reduce the use of energy and also help the planet be more sustainable. Is that the idea?
Exactly. We have a grants competition, and all of the teams that are down on the mall exhibiting right now applied and were competitively won a grant last fall, and they have been working diligently on their products this whole academic year, their projects, and they are bringing them down to the expo and showcasing them and talking to anybody that's interested about what they are proposing. And the projects can be based in the U.S. They can be projects that are based for implementation in the developing world. It covers the gamut, and the students, the way the program is set up, the students define the challenge, and then they present their proposal for how to address it.
And the students are pretty innovative, and that innovation can get them some real recognition through this competition, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The biggest struggle with this program is there are so many good ideas. We don't have the resources to give them all additional money to keep going. But it is an incredibly exciting program. There's nothing like giving a little bit of money to a team of college students that are out to make the world a better place and seeing how they can run with it.
They do manage to come up with some very innovative things. Well, in your press release, it says that reducing environmental impacts, innovative designs of the P3 student teams address alternative energy technologies, collection, purification, and distribution of water, agricultural practices to reduce pesticide runoff, new technologies for green buildings, and many more approaches to improve society's sustainable, I guess, energy usage. That's quite a list.
It is quite a list, and there's quite a variety of projects on display down at the expo. The ingenuity and the creativity and the innovativeness of these projects from one year to the next just continues to amaze us when we look at the projects, when we look at the proposals that we get in, and then when we get a chance to meet the students and see what they have done when they come to the expo every spring. It is an incredibly exciting event for us to participate in.
While it seems like a lot of these innovations would be really complex, I'm just listening to what you said about putting glass spheres in house paint. That's not that complicated.
That's not that complicated. There are complicated aspects to it, figuring out the size of the glass spheres because it's aligned to the wavelengths of the light, but they've done that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they saw an opportunity to reflect more of the infrared, more of the light spectrum, and they found a way to make it happen. And a lot of the projects that are designed for the developing world are not high-tech projects because they are really aimed at an appropriate technology, and there's a real emphasis we see among the teams to trying to make sure these are technologies that we don't bring there and drop off. There's a real effort. I am amazed by the effort I see that these teams do to involve the people that that will be using these in the development process and in the implementation process.
We're talking this morning to Cynthia Nolthelm. She's program manager for the People, Prosperity, and the Planet program. She's talking about the annual National Sustainable Design Expo and People and the Prosperity and the Planet Awards. They take place today, I'm assuming. The awards come out today?
The awards will be announced tonight at the awards ceremony, which we are holding at the Capitol Visitor Center. We are elated to be there. And tomorrow morning on our website, which is at epa.gov/P3, we will have an announcement up listing which of the teams will win the P3 award and the opportunity for an additional grant to continue their projects.
Well, we'll list that at federalnewsradio.com. But today is the last day that you'll be on the Mall. The exhibit will be on the Mall.
That's right. The expo is open from 9 to 3 today. We're under a big tent. It's dry under the tent.
Yes, it's important to point that out, yes.
Yeah, it is dry under the tent.
And so all of the technologies or graphics of some sort are on display describing what it is that they have designed?
Absolutely. All of the teams have a booth. We also have some nonprofit and other government exhibitors there talking about what they're doing to further sustainability.
And just one final question. We've been talking about the prizes that you'll announce. So how much money is in it for these college students if they win?
They can get the second grant is up to $75,000. Their first grant was for $10,000. That's the money they've used to design the projects and develop them for this last academic year. And they are competing for the P3 award and a second grant of up to $75,000.
Wow.
And really, in the research grant community, that is not a huge sum of money. But when you give a little bit of money to a team of dedicated college students, you get amazing results.